God our Father, you are the author of all life. So all that we have comes from you and belongs to you. So we praise you for your generosity and your wonderful joy, the wonderful joy of your creation. We want to especially thank you for Olivia and Oriane and their life and how they came into this family. God, we are so thankful for Gemma and Izu and their new daughters. So accept our thanks and praise in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. It's great. So some things to know about these two girls. They are fiercely independent. And they are also polar opposites, which is fun because they're twins. But they're polar opposites. A typical day would be Olivia playing and Oriane cleaning up after her. All right, that's great. Oriane loves pancakes and pesto pasta. She has a thing for foods beginning with the letter P, we think. Olivia's favorites are sausage, potatoes, jollof rice, and watermelon. It's awesome. Some memories so far would be from Gemma and Izu taking the girls on their first farm visit and realizing that the girls were not impressed with the animals. It's okay. Another memory, Oriane eating her body weight in sand on their first trip to the beach. And then another favorite memory, when Izu and Gemma realized that the girls can say their surname. Wow, that's awesome. I can barely say it. I love your name, though, and I love their middle names, too. So those are some memories. Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb. They are a reward." And so we acknowledge all children are a gift, and they're special. And so we want to thank God especially for these two girls. So parents, we have a commitment for you. I'll read it in a moment. But you have a great privilege to grow old with these girls, to watch them, to be with them, but especially to point them to Jesus. It's an awesome privilege, a responsibility, and you can't do it alone. You need a church family. It takes a church family to raise up Christians, but it also takes the work of God. You will fail, you will make mistakes, but by God's grace, you're gonna love being parents of these girls. And so we acknowledge it's God who does everything. So we want to publicly confess our dependence on God. I'm going to read a commitment. And then if you agree with it, you can say, with God's help, we will. And I'll remind you what to say, so don't worry. So here's the commitment. Do you promise, before God and your church family, to be an example to your girls of Christian faith and repentance, to give them every opportunity to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, to teach them how to fear God, to read the Bible and to pray, and to encourage them to live a holy life and be involved in their church? If that's your desire, then say, with God's help, we will.
With God's help, we will.
Praise God for that. Yeah, it's with his help. So the girls are blessed to have a whole tribe of godparents. So the godparents, will you please come and join us? For Olivia, Priscilla, Natasha, Namdi, and Ben, come on up. And then for Oriane, Rosie, Davelin, Simon, and Jimmy.
Davelin's literally just parking the car.
All right, that's fine. He's like, what happens with godparents? That's all right. This is awesome. It takes a whole group of people to raise up Christians. It's a team effort, and these girls are blessed to have not only family, but to have godparents. So godparents, you get to look after these girls kind of from afar in a way, but you get to be an example of what it looks like to be a Christian, to live a life of faith. And Izu and Gemma are asking you to go on this journey with them, to support them, pray for them, check in on them, and just be good friends and family to them. So I have a pledge, a commitment for all of you as well. So I'll read it. Okay, you're fine. I'll read it, and then you will say, by God's help, we will. So here's the commitment. Are you willing to help and encourage Olivia and Oriane and their parents by praying, by your example, the way you live, by your teaching, the way you talk, what you say to them about God and life? Are you willing to take every opportunity to point the girls to their Savior, Jesus Christ? If that's your desire, then say, by God's help, we will.
By God's help, we will.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for taking on this responsibility. Redeemer, church family, all children are a gift from God. Biological, adopted, the ones that come in off the street, we just know that all of life is a gift from God. He's in control. And so we want to acknowledge these girls are a gift. And we have a responsibility as a church family. We are to love and serve each other sacrificially. It's not easy, but we just get stuck in together to do that. We're given the task to see younger generations grow up knowing the Bible, knowing the things of Jesus, knowing the gospel. So we want to see all generations come to know God. And so that's our responsibility together, to be generous, to care for this family. So I have a commitment for you all to agree to. Let me read it, and then we'll say, with God's help, we will. Do you, church family, promise to support Izu and Gemma as they bring up Olivia and Orien to Treasure Christ? As brothers and sisters, will you pray for them, be generous to them, and always point them to Christ and his good news? If that's your desire, then say, by God's help, we will. By God's help, we will. All right. That's our commitment to you all. So I have a gift. This is from Redeemer. This is a children's Bible. We just want to make every effort to say we support you. We're here to encourage you. We're so thankful to have you in our church family. We love having the girls around, and we look forward to many years of just walking together as Christians. So let's pray. I'm going to invite Will to come up. We're going to pray together. And then they also, Gemma and Izzy, want you to know they have some cake at the end of the meeting. Come up to them at the end. Celebrate with them. Say hello to them. Family and friends, thanks for coming. It's such a blessing to have you here. So let's pray together.
Father God, thank you for Olivia and Orien. Thank you for the gift of adoption. Thank you for adopting us for eternity so that we are truly your children through Jesus Christ. And Lord, please would Olivia and Orien not only be blessed fabulously by having Gemma and Izu as their parents. Lord, what an amazing gift you've given them after a really hard start to life. Lord, you've turned it around by giving them these parents. Lord, add to that blessing the gift of yourself as their father. Lord, grant them repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Fill them with your spirit so that they can live lives full of joy and service and love and fear of you. And Lord, would their voices be among all of ours in eternity, praising and worshiping you. Lord, in the meantime, help us to be loving them and serving them, looking out for them, praying for them, and doing the same with Izu and Gemma. And I thank you for this army of godparents. Lord, they're so loved. That's so visually evident at this moment. Lord, please would it be the case for the rest of their lives. Most of all, would they be loved? Well, they are loved by you, but would they know that and rejoice in that? We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Yeah, you can have a seat. Thanks. I'm going to take a short break now. We are a church family. We're a church community. We're friends. We're neighbors. We come from all over Croydon, all over the UK. And so each week we want to just acknowledge there are just great people here, and we want to get to know each other. And to do that, we provide you with something we call a question of the week. So we're going to take just a few minutes. I'll tell you what the question is. You can turn to your neighbors, say hello, ask that question. But also during this time, we're going to dismiss our kids and tots to their Bible classes. So first, we'll say goodbye to them. So if you have some of our tots, nursery and reception back there, CJ, Cuckoo, they're going to go off to their class. One of the parents or carers can go with them. They're going to go through the car park to the creche building. But it's for tots and kids. Babies, we have a place for you upstairs. So parents, babies, you can go up there. And then our children, our kids group, years 1 to 6, there's the green flag back there. Just the kids can go back there. Don't necessarily need the parents. They're going to go up to their classes. While we take our break, here's your question. What do you like or not like about the first day of school? So you might have to think.